And Robin, what an extraordinary week. What an extraordinary 24 hours it has been in American politics.
And this morning, Republican candidates Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz both said they don't want a floor fight at the nominating convention this summer in July. In Cruz's words, it ain't going to happen. Now, this was a direct response to Mitt Romney's call yesterday for Republican voters to dilute the vote for Donald Trump by voting for the other candidates, and that would sort of siphon off some of his delegates. But they seemed, these two candidates, Cruz and Rubio, seemed to be flagging, we're not in on any kind of scheme. Mm-hmm. And yesterday in the Fox News debate, all three rivals to Trump, including Kasich, said they'd support him if he was the nominee.
Senator Rubio, yes or no?
I'll support the Republican nominee.
Mr. Trump, yes or no?
I'll support Donald if he's the Republican nominee, and let me tell you why. Because the Democrats have two people left in the race. One of them is a socialist.
Senator Cruz, yes or no, you will support Donald Trump if he's the nominee?
Yes, because I gave my word that I would.
Sometimes he makes it a little bit hard, but, I will support whoever is the Republican nominee for president.
That last voice, John Kasich. Okay, this is also a week that Hillary Clinton won big. Let's just go to the music.
Here and now, 2016.
And Peter, it's getting increasingly difficult to hear those cheery guys as you're laughing.
As it gets serious
and kind of muddy. Yeah. Jesse Holland, a manager of the AP Politics social media accounts, joins us. Hi, Jesse.
How you doing?
You're laughing, too. And Rebecca Cinderbrand is with us as well, politics news editor for The Washington Post. Hi, Rebecca.
Hey there.
Okay, so despite the cheeriness there, we have to air a language advisory, for a presidential debate. Can't believe it. But the moment last night started with Marco Rubio saying that Donald Trump deserved personal attacks because that's what he does. And then Donald Trump fired back about that thing that Rubio said about his hands.
And he referred to my hands. If they're small, something else must be small. I guarantee you there's no problem. I guarantee.
Rebecca, just go.
There's not much that you can say in response to that. To be honest, here in the newsroom, we heard that. A lot of us looked at each other trying to be sure that we actually had heard what we thought we heard.
I almost fell out of my chair. I'll be honest with you.
It's certainly, I believe, a first in presidential debate history. It goes to the atmosphere that's developed around these debates. You saw not just the candidates on stage, but the crowd response. Very, very different. You go back and look at past cycles. We didn't have this sort of atmosphere. It was sort of the Jerry Springer show on stage.
Well, that's exactly what it is. But here's the problem. Jesse, is that something that there are people saying, my kids cannot watch presidential debates. But is this something that actually helps Donald Trump?
Well, they always say never get in a mud fight with a pig because you both end up dirty.
Oh, boy.
So this is amazing. This must have been what debates were like in the 1800s when they weren't televised. There's nothing you can compare this to.
Yeah.
And who knows what they'll say next.
And yet, all of the candidates on stage said that they would support the Republican nominee, which is hard to square after everything that's happened, Jesse.
Well, if they're all required to say that at this point because, they're on stage and they're in front of everyone, I'm not 100% sure that's how things are going to go. There's been some really nasty things said between the Republican candidates. And as we go forward, we can see it's getting worse and worse. As we get closer and closer to the convention,
well,
I don't know how they're going to be able to reconcile all of these things they've said about each other once they are at the convention. So I'm not 100% sure that you'll have a unified Republican Party.
Well, and the Republican leaders who we know, it's pretty – what was in the back rooms is now front page and on television with Mitt Romney yesterday. They are trying to stop Donald Trump, and they've got themselves to blame in many ways. They moved the conventions up till July, so they have a 1 month less. They have this rule that they instituted in 2012 because they were afraid Rand Paul was going to get to the delegates first, and so they instituted a rule about how often you have to win in certain states. It makes it very hard for the delegates, for the candidates who aren't Trump to win. But there does seem to be the sense that they were telling voters to try to split the vote. Let's listen to Marco Rubio on NPR this morning.
It looks at this point very difficult for anyone in this race to get to 1,237 delegates unless something dramatic happens over the next 15 or 20 days. We'll see how that plays out. I'm not in favor of what they call a brokered convention because that signifies that there's some sort of backroom deal between party bosses where someone who hasn't even been on the ballot, hasn't gone through the process, just parachutes in. So we'll see how that plays out.
And then Ted Cruz at a news conference this morning.
In my view, a brokered convention ain't going to happen. And if the Washington dealmakers tried to steal the nomination from the people, I think it would be a disaster. It would cause a revolt.
Oh, so a revolt. Rebecca, start with you. I mean, this idea that they might get there, not have the number of delegates needed for the absolute nomination, and it might go to a vote, and then all bets are off. Delegates can do whatever they want. There's all sorts of, you know, floor fights. Your sense of whether or not that's going to happen?
It seems to change kind of by the hour where Republican establishment is on this. What we've seen over the past few days is that seems to be, at least at this moment, their emerging preference in terms of what happened. So, for instance, yesterday when Mitt Romney was saying don't support Donald Trump, you'll notice he didn't mention a candidate to support. He didn't say one person in particular to back.
In fact, he said vote for each candidate in a state they might win in.
That's right. So, it's, you know, the consolidation fantasy seems to have, you know, slipped the table. That's off the table now. And now the focus is on denying Donald Trump the ability to win outright on the first ballot.
Which means somebody has to win another state. Somebody has to win Michigan. Marco Rubio has to win Florida on March 15th. And he doesn't look good.
It does not look good for him there. No, it doesn't. And yes, that's absolutely right. John Kasich needs to win in Ohio. Somebody needs to win Michigan who's not Donald Trump. And Marco Rubio needs to mount the mother of all comebacks and win his home state of Florida, despite not having led in a poll there since the middle of last year. So it's a very, very tough scenario to imagine at this point.
Jesse, go ahead.
And if you see the absolute worst thing for the Republicans – is a brokered convention as well, because that guarantees that all of the mudslinging will continue through July. At that point, the Democrats will have a candidate and they'll be unified. But can you imagine the mudslinging? Think about what Donald Trump's doing now. Can you imagine him on the floor of the Republican convention continuing the type of campaigning that they're doing now? That would be incredible. But if you're a Republican, you're looking at optics, that this is what we're showing to the nation, that would be a disaster for them.
That's Jesse Holland, manager of the AP Politics social media accounts, and Rebecca Cinderbrand is with us as well, politics news editor for the Washington Post, taking a look, trying to, you know, they're not even tea leaves. It's like the stuff on the bottom of the teacup that we're trying to look through. You mentioned the Democrats. Rebecca, they've, you know, been kind of quiet in ways. Why wouldn't they be? You know, you want to sit back and let this play out. But what's happening on that side?
Well, first of all, speaking apart from the candidates, you know, Democratic operatives and strategists themselves are almost beside themselves. Yesterday for them was Christmas, the 4th of July, and the Cinco de Mayo all rolled into one. They were pretty gleeful. They were trolling Republicans all day long, almost as if they couldn't believe what they were seeing. So from their perspective, what's happening is basically, essentially, an in-kind contribution to Hillary Clinton. On the Democratic side, of course, the race is in a very interesting spot, given the Super Tuesday results. Bernie Sanders' team has been saying that he has the ability to make inroads in certain states, for instance, in Michigan, to pull some delegates in New York or California or elsewhere. But there's the question over the next week or two whether we may see him kind of reorient his campaign. He has the money to stay in the race as long as he wants, but whether he reorients it from being a campaign that's about winning the nomination or at least publicly about winning the nomination, then about what it was meant to be initially, which was to keep his message out there and at the top of the agenda. So certainly we're not seeing the fireworks. Even as Sanders has been, you know, drawing these contrasts with Hillary Clinton, and every single day there's been a slightly different message, they dialed back. You even had Hillary Clinton's email account retweeting Bernie Sanders,
well,
approvingly.
Last night in the debate, there was a lot of talk and fighting, obviously, amongst the candidates about who could beat the Democratic nominee. And the question, there's a real clear politics average of polls that puts Clinton nearly three and a half points ahead of Trump in a general election. PolitiFact reported last night that Kasich, in fact, was right to claim that polls show he's the Republican who does best against Clinton. What is the calculus here for Republicans and Republican voters? How are the Democrats looking at this matchup in the general right now?
Well, the inter-
Go ahead, Jesse.
Well, what you end up seeing is that right now the Democrats are just sitting back gleefully watching the Republican fight, and Hillary Clinton's trying to cement herself in the public's mind as the Democratic front runner. She's not even looking to push at Bernie Sanders anymore. She's now looking forward toward the actual general election. And unless Bernie Sanders can turn things around really quickly, especially among minority voters, which is a bedrock part of the Democratic Party,
yeah,
Clinton can now start looking forward to the general election and continue to needle the Republicans about the fight that they're having.
Well, we will see, because they, of course, think that she's going to have some trouble of her own with emails. But that's for another day. Jesse Holland, Rebecca Sinderbrand, helping us look at the week in politics. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's Here and Now.